It's 5 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's get right into Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the National League, the Mets 9 and the Giants 5, the Phillies 4 and the Cardinals 2, the Marlins 3 and the Pirates 1, the Nationals 11 and the Braves 9, the Reds 11 and the Dodgers 1, the Cubs 9 and the Rockies 2, the Diamondbacks 2 and the Padres 1. In the junior circuit, the Rays 8 and the Rangers 2 yesterday. Astros 12 and the Orioles 2. The White Sox 6 and the A's 2. The Blue Jays 6 and Cleveland 5. The Royals 10 and the Twins zip. The Red Sox 3 and the Tigers 2. And the Yankees 5 and the Angels 1. In interleague play, the Mariners defeat the Brewers 8-2. In that Red Sox game yesterday, Dustin Pedroia went 1-for-4, scored a run, he's hitting 307. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-4, he scored a run, he's hitting 313. David, the old man retiring, Ortiz, went 3-for-4. How are we going to replace this guy? Went 3-for-4, scored a run, 2 RBIs, got his 29th home run of the year, 97 RBIs on the season, and he's hitting a cool 321, second in the American League in batting. Unbelievable. Mookie Betts went 1-for-4. He's hitting 316. Hanley Ramirez went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting 280. Jackie Bradley Jr., 0-for-4. He's hitting 278. Hill went 0-for-4. He's hitting 220. Benintendi went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting 309. And Holiday went 1-for-4. He's hitting 221. Drew Pomeranz started for the Red Sox. He went 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He struck out 3, no walks. 4.23 is his ERA, and 2-2 is his record since coming over to the Red Sox. Hembree went 1 1/3 innings, gave up a hit and a run. It was earned. He said he has a 2.50 ERA. Ziegler went 2/3 of an inning, struck out 1. He has a 2.35 ERA. Bonds came in, pitched 2 1/3 innings. Walked 2, struck out 1. He has a 3.49 ERA. Craig Kimbrell came in, pitched an inning in the third, gave up 1 hit, struck out 2. 3.12 is his ERA. He got the save, 22 saves on the season. In the standings in the American League East, Blue Jays in first place, a half a game ahead of the Red Sox. Blue Jays are 70-53. Sox are 69-53. The Orioles 67-55, falling 2.5 games back. And the Yankees making a decent run. Now they got rid of all the other players. The Yankees are 63-59, 6.5 games back. Cleveland in the Central Division has the lead. They have the record of 70-51, 7 games over the Tigers, who are at 64-59, and 8 games over the world champion Royals, who are 63-60. They got to get their act together. They want to get back into the playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah. Out west, the Rangers, 73-51 in the season. Have a 6-game lead over the Mariners, who are 66-56, and 9 games over the Astros, who are 63-60. In the National League East, the Washington Nationals, 73-49, have a 9.5 game lead over the Marlins, who are 64-59. The Mets, they're about 11 games back also, so there you go. In the National League Central, the Cubbies, 78-44, with a 13-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals at 65-57, and a 15-game lead over the Pirates at 62-58. We won't even mention the other teams out there. And out west in the National League, the Giants, 68-55, with a half a game lead over the Dodgers at 67-55. Since we are in an election year, I guess I can say this. Most of the races in the American League, the race in the American League East is too close to call. I like the Red Sox, but the Blue Jays have been hanging tough. Red Sox have not been playing their greatest ball, but still find themselves only a half a game behind. The Orioles have run into hard times. The pitching has sort of let them down. They're 2.5 games back. And the Yankees, like I said, got all these new young players in there, and they're doing fairly well. They're 6.5 games behind. I like the Red Sox to win it all. And I think the Blue Jays might finish second out there in the American League East. Cleveland looks like they're going to shoe it, got a shoe in. You know, they have two teams chasing them. They have a 7-game lead over the Tigers and an 8-game lead over the Royals. I haven't seen the Royals play recently. I don't know what their struggles are. But I think everyone was saying the Royals have the key to what makes a championship team, and that's having a deep bullpen. So if you can get your stars to go 5 innings, the bullpen's going to pull you out. Well, I don't know what happened this year since they're 8 games behind Cleveland. And but anyway, last time we beat Cleveland in that one game recently. And Cleveland doesn't really, I haven't seen the whole team, of course, including the pitching especially, but Cleveland does not impress me. Tigers don't look like they have enough of everything. Although they got the other Martinez back now. He's clubbing the ball all over the place. Iglesias didn't play last game. I guess he might be injured. But the Royals got to get their act together if they're going to make it to the playoffs. And right now, I would say Cleveland looks like they're going to, should be able to hold on. Out West, haven't seen the Rangers recently, but they have a commanding 6-game lead over the Mariners, 9 games over the Astros, and I would think the Rangers look like, unless they, totally collapse, they look like, to me, the Rangers look like the toughest team in the American League. So there, how about that? In the National League, haven't seen the Nationals play at all this year. I've seen, highlights, but I haven't seen them play at all. But they have a commanding 9.5 game lead over the Marlins. And like I said, the Mets are about 11 games back. Haven't seen the Marlins either. So therefore, I think the Nationals should hold on. Haven't seen much of the Cubbies either, except for highlights. But they seem like they got the National League Central pretty well sewed up. With the Cardinals 13 back and the Pirates 15 behind. And out West, the Giants, who also did not impress me when I saw them, have a half a game lead over the Dodgers, and I haven't seen that much of the Dodgers either. So I think that race is still too close to call. 419 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, YouTube. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call. There we go. I got to look at the board. Forget that's the old number. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I've been saying 617 for such a... as I said in previous programs, I've been at the station with Sounds of Praise since... this fall will be beginning my 24th year on Sounds of Praise. And I think about 16 years. With a Brown Perspective on Sports. And so 617 is ingrained. I got to remember the new number, 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Another day is over. Another light is breaking, and I'm tired, but I'm wise about you, my little one. I feel you in the water. I feel you in the corner of my cell, babe. Who else, babe, knows you like I do? As we go again round the stars and their friends, loving me.
Now is the time to join together to protect our world, or we could lose all it gives us. To learn how you can help, call for your free World Wildlife Fund Action Kit at 1-800-CALLWWF. Together, we can be a force for nature.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 425 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. 915 is the WMFO call numbers, and naturally WMFO is our station address. So there you go. Okay, let's go to the Olympics. We're not actually going to go to Rio. We're going to talk about what's going on in Rio. Where are we going to begin? Okay, let's look at the medal count. Right now, the United States is way out in front with 116 medals. 43 of them gold, 37 silver, 36 of them bronze. China is in second place with 70 medals, 26 of them gold, 18 silver, and 26 bronze. Great Britain is in third place, 66 medals, with 27 of them being gold, 22 silver, and 17 bronze. Russia is in fourth place. 50. We don't know how long they're going to hold on to those medals. That once they get tested. Anyway, Russia is in fourth place with 53 medals, 17 of them gold, 17 silver, 19 bronze. Germany is in fifth place with 41 medals, 17 gold, 10 silver, 14 bronze. Japan follows they're tied with 41 medals, 12 of them gold, 8 silver, 21 bronze. And France has 40 medals, 9 of them gold, 17 silver, and 14 bronze. So the United States is having their way with the field as usual. And that's really interesting because the United States has not been dominating in men's track as they normally would. And the women's soccer team, football if you want to call it that, they got knocked out early before getting into the medal rounds. And so, overall, gymnastics and swimming got us off to a great start, and we've been holding our own on all the others. And so therefore we have this commanding lead as we come into the final days of the Olympics. How we do in some of these other events, which are not major events here. We should win men's basketball, but that's not a given. But anyway, we'll see how we go in some of the other things that are coming up. But yesterday, the men's 4x400 relay was won by the USA. Gil Roberts, Armon Hall, Tony McQuay, and LaShawn Merritt came in first, with Jamaica second and the Bahamas third. In the women's 4x400 relay, the USA came in first again. Courtney Okolo, Allison Felix, Phyllis Francis, and Natasha Hastings, with Jamaica second and Great Britain third. In the men's 5,000, Great Britain won. Mo Farah came in first. USA was next with Paul Chelimo. And Ethiopia was next with Hagos Gebrehiwot. Yeah, something like that. In the men's 1,500, USA again. Matt Centrowitz came in first. Tayoufik Makoloufi from Algeria was second, and Nicholas Willis from New Zealand was third. In women's basketball, the USA 101, Spain 72. USA got the gold, Spain got the silver, and Serbia beat France 70-63 to win the bronze. In football, or soccer, men's, Brazil was first, Germany was second, and Nigeria was third. In women's volleyball, China was first, Serbia was second, and the USA was third. In diving, men's, China was first, Mexico was second, the USA was third. In the triathlon for women, the USA, Gwen Jorgensen was first. I don't know the second country. S-U-I. I don't know who that could be. Suriname? I don't know. Anyway, and Great Britain was third. And that's the result that we have here at 4:30 here on WFO as far as Olympic stuff. There's a lot of other stuff going on, you know, wrestling and badminton and stuff like that. But even if we got a medal, I didn't even bother writing it down. Too much stuff. Okay, we talked a little bit about, we mentioned a little bit about the men's basketball. Their last few games have been fairly close. They just beat Spain on Friday, 82-76. And so they go into the medal round today against Serbia. And I don't know anything about Serbia, so hopefully we'll put it all together. They have a great team, the men's, you know, basketball team. They have a great team. They should win it all. But here again, lack of time of playing together has certainly not helped them on the defensive end. And they really needed a Rajon Rondo in there at point to bring everything together on the offensive end as well. But he was not on the team, so therefore, they have struggled a little bit against, you know, to me, what I consider, you know, teams that they should be beating fairly easily. They haven't been beating them easily. They have been winning, however, and I guess that's all we can hope for, and that they'll continue to do. You know, and then we've got, you know, key players like LeBron James and Steph Curry, who, you know, opted out for various reasons. And that's their right. That's their privilege. And I think that the team has the ability to go all the way. I said earlier, jokingly to somebody, I said the only team that can beat the U.S. men's basketball team are the women. The U.S. women's basketball team. But anyway, I don't think that's really true. But I just threw that out as a little joke. But I would be surprised, shocked, astounded if the U.S. Men did not win. Now, Usain Bolt. How about Usain Bolt? How about a big hand for Usain Bolt? 3 Olympics covering 12 years. He's won the 100 in all 3. He's won the 200 in all 3. He's won the men's 100-meter relay in all 3. He didn't run all 4 legs of the relay, but the Jamaica team won. And you got to say, hey, the guy has been clean as far as all of his tests have been concerned. And without a doubt, the world's greatest, fastest human. And he's retiring on top. Nothing wrong with that. So hats off to Jamaica and Usain Bolt and all of the other people who've been doing really well. They've got some great women runners as well. And so they've done, yeah, for a little country like that, they've done extremely, extremely well. 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, this Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You got to know my new number. I got to know my new number. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
What a great recreational activity. It's healthy and fun for any age. But water and safety should go hand in hand. There is no substitute for constant adult supervision of children in or around a pool. Make sure you provide adequate barriers to prevent access by unsupervised children. A fence around your pool should be at least 4 feet high with a self-closing, self-latching gate. A pool cover is a great way to prevent access. Don't allow diving in your pool unless there is adequate depth, and never mix drinking alcohol and swimming. Remember, choosing to have a pool is a great way to provide good, healthy fun. So choose to keep it safe. For more information and free water safety brochures, call the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals at 800-323-3996. Remember, water and safety should go hand in hand. Call 1-800-323-3996.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:38 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call at our new number, 855. 915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO. Okay, with all this warm weather we've been having recently, let me talk a little hockey. Very little hockey, because I don't know that much about hockey, really. But I was surprised that Jimmy Vesey, the local guy from Harvard, decided to sign a 2-year contract with the New York Rangers. That's a kind of a slap in the face for the Boston Bruins. Because the Rangers really aren't what you would say. He didn't do a Kevin Durant or LeBron James and say, well, let me go to the best team possible. Since the money was not going to be an issue, they couldn't. There was a standard set how much money he was going to get. And so, therefore, you would think he was going to choose the team that was going to utilize him the best and also would be, you know, fairly close to, you know, becoming a championship team. Now, the Rangers, you know, to me, they're like the Bruins. They're sort of like struggling, trying to get themselves up with the top-tier teams and whatever. Somebody said that he felt he would be under less pressure going to New York as opposed to coming to Boston where he'd be playing, you know, in front of the hometown fans and all of that pressure. And but the media here, media in New York, is just as super critical as it is, as they are here, if not more so. And the pressure can be just as great, I think. But I was a little disappointed. He, you know, supposedly he was going to be able to become a second line player for the Bruins if he came, and they were going to give him, you know, time on the penalty killing penalties and on the power play as well. But for whatever reason, and still not really totally clear from what I've been able to read in here as to why he chose the Rangers, but he only signed a 2-year contract, so maybe he's saying, okay, let me get my feet wet here out of the pressure, and then once I get myself established, I can go elsewhere and make more money and maybe even bring a cup to my next city. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Good luck to him, you know, local kid. Hope he does well. Don't do too well against us, that's so. 441, you're at WFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Just have to give me a call. 6-1-0. Oh, here we go again. I can't do that. I got to remember not to do that without looking at the board. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. And if you like numbers, it's 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. Same number, just in case you want to use numbers instead of letters. Okay, 442. Let's talk New England Patriots. Patriots won their second exhibition game. If you listen to the program on a regular basis, I don't give you preseason baseball scores. I don't give you preseason football scores. I don't give you preseason basketball scores or hockey scores or anything else like that preseason. I'll talk about the games, but, you know, the scores, you know, don't really mean that much. The Patriots have won their first two. The defense has looked solid and deep in both of those games. Second game was not really as close as the score would seem. And I guess the big thing that came out of the second game was the fact that Tom Brady was supposed to play, but supposedly cut his thumb with a scissors trying to get something out of his cleat, and so he didn't play. Garoppolo and Brissett did not look bad. They didn't pile up huge numbers, but for whatever they did, with whomever they did it with. And I think the main thing, as far as the Patriots are concerned, is that we still have so many people who we consider people who are going to be starting for us not playing in the preseason as yet. Amendola and Edelman and Vollmer and people like that. They're still, and Deion Lewis. still on the sidelines, nursing injuries, still on the PUP list and whatever. And so they've done very extremely well. I'm looking for at least 3-1 during the Brady suspension, and who knows, maybe 4-0. The Cardinals did not get to the Super Bowl. They didn't even get out of their division, so therefore, maybe they will, maybe they won't give us a tough game. They're playing at home. Supposedly, defense is their strength. We'll see. Our defense against their defense, Collins and Hightower. I think the key to the Patriots' entire season is staying healthy. They did yeoman work when you look at it, considering all the people who were on the injured list as the season wound down. And that certainly didn't help, but it kept them in the mix. And except for a missed extra point, who knows what might have happened. We lost by 2 points to Denver, who won it all. And we went for a two-point play to tie up the score. We went for a two-point play and it didn't work. So, and that's because we missed an earlier extra point. So there you go. This team, to me, based upon, I don't know if I said last week, I'm going to say it this week, the New England Patriots scouting staff, they've got to be given kudos. They've come up with some people that are really tremendous. Cyrus Jones. We lose our first round pick. We get Cyrus Jones with our first pick in the second round. And Jones looks like he's going to be a starter as a rookie in the defensive backfield. Adding him to Butler and Ryan and McCourty and Chung. The defensive backfield looks pretty good. We've been putting a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks. With a whole lot of string of different people out there. Anthony Jones. I never heard of Anthony Jones. Not Jones. It's Anthony. Is it Anthony? Anthony. Anthony! Prince Spaghetti Anthony. Anthony Johnson, I guess it is. And then there's a Rufus Johnson who's been playing really well. The Patriots defense looks extremely deep. I said in the previous program that whomever we cut, we are going to be giving up a very, very, very good player. Or players. And so hopefully we can sneak some of them back and get them on our taxi squad. It's going to be an interesting season. With Brady not playing in any of the exhibition games and not having a chance to get ready before his season starts in game 5, that might, here again, there might be quarterback controversy in the brewing if Jimmy Garoppolo plays extremely well. And I don't see any reason why he wouldn't play extremely well, provided he's given the offensive tools to help him out. And the quick passing game is certainly there. And he can scramble, and he's got a great arm. And so, therefore, he might even have a better long passing game than Tom Brady, because, on a play that Brady might throw away because of not being able to scramble out of the pocket, Jimmy G might be able to complete some of those passes, put more pressure on the defense, that's for sure. They know that Brady's not running, but they can't say the same thing with Garoppolo, so we have to wait and see how that goes. And the Patriots are taking a big gamble by not bringing in a fourth quarterback, at least for during the period when Brady's going to be out. But they're gambling that Jacoby Brissett that Garoppolo's going to stay healthy, and if anything does happen, that Jacoby Brissett's going to be able to take over. As someone said earlier, when they drafted him so high, that he is a Ben Roethlisberger with more speed and just as great an arm. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes, how that goes. And when you consider all of the people that St. Louis, I guess the L.A. and other teams did in this draft to move up to get the two best quarterbacks and all the people that they gave away to get the two best quarterbacks. If Garoppolo has a great first four games, there are going to be a lot of teams at the end of the year, and Brady comes back and does his Brady thing, there are going to be a lot of teams at the end of the year, you know, banging on the Patriots' door, you know, looking to see what they can get. And someone said to me, yeah, we should be able to at least get a fifth round pick. A fifth round pick? Are you kidding me? I don't understand some of these supposed learned experts out here who pull down big bucks. And they look like they're talking up their sleeve to me. It's 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800. I did it again. Forget that. Scratch that. Hopefully that's not on the tape. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I'm so used to giving out the phone number without looking on the board. Now that we got a new number, I got to look on the board. I got to drill it into my head. Look on the board when you come to the time when you're going to give out the phone number. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back if they don't fire me. Okay, it's 66 degrees outside our studio. We'll be having that Sounds of Praise weather update about sometime around 6:30. Give you an idea what to do, how to dress, and everything else as far as this day is concerned. It's 4:53 here on WMFO in Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. The Sunday, August the 21st, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. I got it that time. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's go one more public service announcement before we have to sign off.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And this is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. What are we going to talk about now? Darnley, you only got 5 minutes more or less. Nothing new on the Celtics front. It's going to be interesting to see who the Celtics, who makes the Celtics 12-man roster, and who the three people who are going to be shuttling back and forth to up to Maine, down to Maine, wherever Maine is. And things like that. But anyway, I see no reason why the Celtics should not win the NBA East. Toronto be our main force, but I think that we have improved enough. Although they picked up Sullinger as well to add to their depth on their bench. The question is Sully going to be able to get in any kind of better shape than he was here in Boston? But anyway, maybe the trade will, snap him out of it and he'll get out there. But I think Horford is going to give us a little more consistent offense, and he'll run the floor more, which will make it easier for Isaiah Thomas and others out there. Of course, we've lost Evan Turner. But, we have to see what Jaylen Brown and some of these other people are going to be able to do. And they're going to make the club. I guess Brown and some of the others will make the club. But we'll have to wait and see. And I still think that we can pry Okafor away from the Philadelphia 76ers when they realize they've got 7-foot guys in the way to bring the ball up court or anything else. We'll see what happens with that. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We are featuring more new music, top hits of the year 2016. So you don't want to miss that. Great music coming your way from now until from 5 until 8 a.m. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Darnley Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Sunday. Enjoy the rest of this summer. Drive and do everything safely, carefully. We don't want to lose anybody. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way.